Wednesday night, Bar Halacha. Okay. There's an Isser Midrabanan called Bishalakum. This may be, you think maybe it's only Nogea Kashrus companies that give Hashgachas, but any time you have non-Jewish help in the house that maybe would do a little cooking, or now it's becoming more prevalent to have non-Jewish caretakers, of older people. You see a lot of them around, non-Jewish caretakers. And there's an Isser Bishalakum, as opposed to Pasakum, which is somewhat more lenient and not as Mukubal Gezeira, but Bishalakum is definitely a Gezeira that was Chal, and this is according to normative Halacha. Even in your house, on your Kalim, you know all the ingredients are kosher. If the non-Jew cooks something, we'll see. I think it has to be something that cannot be eaten raw, and something that's a somewhat significant food. Oilal Shulchan Malachim, as it's called. So there's an Isser Bishalakum, and it's an Isser. It asks the Kalim, but Pashtus, maybe Bishas Adchak, there's some coolers that can be applied, but the Pashtus, the Kalim, have to be kashered, the Kalim of Bishalakum. And okay, that's it's an Isser, it's kashered the Kalim. Whether it's Chal on non from Jews, there's a I believe normative halacha is to be mekel, especially b'zman hazeh, when you have the tinuk shenishbu, mahalach. But even whether the whole isser is even applicable to a non-from Jew, there's a tzad, the strong stodim lahokel, that it's not applicable, and therefore that's not such a big problem. Okay, that's it for tonight. Things like water. The Achronim are Mekel, and things like coffee or tea, since the prime ingredient is water, which is of course drunk raw, so they're matir, things like coffee, tea, and the like.